Hello guys, and welcome today. I'm here today. I don't have much, but I just want to speak about friends, or those who we call friends, and my situation. I'm not like a loner, and I also don't have a ton of friends. But I've not considered myself like a friend person. Like, I can only count up to maximum of 3 people I can really call friends. And it's not like I don't like people. In fact, I have conversations with many people. But friends, there has been too much disappointment in this world, and there's so much unpredictability and disloyalty among people to want to say you have them as friends. Okay, for instance, time again and again, I mean, there has been, you know, when you know you're good-hearted and you find someone is at a, you know, a hard place, is financially, socially and such, and as a good Christian, as a good-hearted person you are, you feel the need to help. And to be honest, like, despite their disloyalty, I can't stop helping. But when, and also because having helped as much, I've seen God return a hand. In fact, that is what encourages me, that like that, regardless of what these people do, be disloyal and ungrateful, that God sees it and God never lets me down. But it has come to my attention, like I've seen it, I've experienced where every other time you lend a hand, of course you're not expecting a return of the same, but those are the people who are most likely going to talk behind your back once you've helped them and they're out of the hardship. They're going to talk behind your back, spread bad rumors about you, feel jealous when they see you move a step ahead of them. It's crazy. And the other day I read online this phrase, and it resonated so well with me, and I agreed with it, that even the people you call your friends, they want you to prosper, they do, but not more than them. They want you to prosper, but not as much as they are prospering. So it's like they want to put you on a leash where they can draw you down, and they want to give you they want to be sure you cannot exceed a certain point in your achievements and all that. So if you tend to surpass that point that they feel that's where you should be, they become jealous. And they start being just nasty. That's the best way I can describe it. And at the same time, when you also realize that you can have very good people close that you almost start considering them as friends, but then the money factor always messes things up. What do I mean by this? I think only 1% of the people I would call friends have paid back money that I've lent them. The rest have not, and I have to forget about it and just pray God that he gives me more not to consider that as a loan, and but rather as a grant to them. And others, they've even become almost enemies. Like, they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to cross paths with you because they owe you money. You've not even demanded it. So it always messes things up when you introduce money and lending in these so-called friends. You are not going to, it's not going to end well. In fact, I've come with this this idea, or this is how I operate nowadays. If this friend needs me to loan them money, I can lend them if I can afford to lose that money, not lending them with an expectation of getting it back. If I can't afford to give them and forget about it, then I'm not giving the money away because it's not going to be paid, or it's going to be paid in such a way that it's not going to help you. Okay, let's say you lend someone in Kenyan shillings, 100,000 shillings, and then they pay you 5,000, 2,000, 10,000. How do you even keep track of the amount? And how, you know, when you don't get your money as lump sum as you help the person, it does not get into good use, good proper use, and it all ends up like not really helping you at all. And the other thing I've now resulted to is the other people I'm gonna lend money to, because I'm already losing money to friends, are family. I'll lend money to family and forget about it. I'm not expecting it back. I'm just giving them, because anyway, sometimes if you feel guilty that you'd not even support or send your mother something, then you sent them, you helped someone the money, and then that you never get the money back. So I just decided I'd rather just help my family members with the amount without expecting it back. What do you think about this money issue with friends, the disloyalty with friends? If you gauge the group of people you call friends, or the one person you may call a friend, how do these factors affect your relationship with the person? How can the friendship or the relationship stand these factors? Do you lend between you and your friend? That's life, I guess. Oh, I also came across this other phrase or quote on social media, and it was talking about love being overrated. And I agree with it. I rather value loyalty to love. People can hurt you, go behind your back, and then they say sorry, and then later they are saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I love you has become such an easy phrase to use. I'd rather see loyalty, honestly. If you are loyal, then you love me. Be loyal. And it's like people won't say they love you, but they cannot be loyal to you, which is crazy and makes me agree that love is overrated. Tell me what you think. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I will be coming with another thought soonest. Thank you. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to this podcast. Today is the 17th of October, 2021. And chilled. It's been a hot, hot day. The sun has been out there. And luckily, fortunately, it just rained. There were some cooling showers this evening, and the temperature is back to
no more high temperatures at night, and I'm glad about that. Okay, so on this podcast episode, I would wish to speak about drum rolls. I would wish to speak about friends, and this is the sense I want to us to take this. Friends, childhood friends, like friends who you made or you had since you're young, like in grade school, primary school, high school, and friends that you're getting at this day and age. And I just want to voice my views on this, and you can weigh my views and say what you think. Number one, I totally believe that those friends you had when you were a child, when you were in primary school, are the most genuine friends if you still love them to date. This is my reasoning. This world has become so materialistic, it's unexplainable, to the point whereby you cannot know who wants to be your friend genuinely, because most people want to be close to you so that they can gain something from you. They see something that you can help them with, they want to be close to you and be friends, in quotes. And it's so easy to make these friends because probably you have what many of them want and feel you can help it. However, most of those friends you made at an early age where you were nobody, you had nothing, they saw the real you, the person in you, the spirit, your heart is what they liked and is what they became friends with. So even with today's materials or things you've gained to date, they still know the you that had zero, the you without materials. Even if you didn't have the materials, they would still love your character. Friends that you're getting today, it's scary. You don't know whether someone wanna be your friend genuinely, like they feel you connect to some level and you advise each other, or you have this good vibe, or they're forcing things just for their own benefit or to gain something from you. I know, thinking like that can be very distorting and can make you actually become antisocial, because you may be afraid of making friends, even miss out on very genuine ones. Because I'm not trying to say that today's friends are not genuine. Not all of them, though. There are some people you find today, meet with, and you're like, oh, it feels like you knew them long ago, but you didn't. And you genuinely become friends based on each other's values and attitudes and characters, and not any material thing. What do you think, guys? Who are the most genuine friends? Friends you make today, or friends you made when you were just a small, naive girl with nothing? Comment below and give your views. Thank you.